It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Old Dad's Bill Burr's directorial debut that uses its words better than its choice of comedy. He plays a middle-aged father who is restless with a new generation and their fads, behaviors, and rules within his child's preschool. His good friends consist of Bobby Cannavale, whose son misbehaves while his wife doesn't discipline him, and Bokeem Woodbine, whose girlfriend is pregnant. All these guys are also in financial trouble when their company gets bought out by a millennial played by Miles Robbins, who also fires them for how they talk dirty in a rental car the company assigned for them. As a made-for-Netflix comedy, Old Dad's isn't as deadly as Meat Time or The Outlaws, but it's basically the same as saying a dry turkey sandwich is better than an undercooked cheeseburger, and I like mine medium well. I like the anger problems expressed by Burr, and I wouldn't blame his character for criticizing how people have to raise and educate kids nowadays, but I dislike this movie for its comedic choices and typical characters. 2 stars. To recap the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs way up for Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, which has a daring depiction of greed and injustice. Thumbs up for Dick's The Musical, a goofy and whimsical movie with a crazy premise, but a lot of X Factor. Thumbs up for Butcher's Crossing and for Nicolas Cage's performance. Thumbs up for Nyad with Annette Bening in one of her best performances as the swimmer Diana Nyad, who kept trying to swim from Cuba to Florida. And finally, and sorry to bum you out, thumbs down for Bill Burr's Old Dad's, which is better at using its words than its comedy. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Happy Halloween, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.